Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You just turn up for morale, do you?
I've been told at many workplaces I would say I'm more of a morale hire.
I would say that's my job also.
This is the thing.
We're rolling.
Are we rolling?
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay.
Start from when I spoke about the prep thing.
I've been told that I'm a morale hire. I've been told that at different jobs. This is the thing. You and me are very similar people, right?
Yeah, we're
I need to up the ante in certain aspects of our relationship in order to keep you in check.
Yes.
You need to do it to keep me in check. For example, I'm not late anymore to anything because you're so criminally late.
But when
I'm fucking stupid at prepping, so you have to be good at prepping. Do you see
what
I mean? I
would say being late and prepping are quite different in the sense of a podcast.
I would say they're both a lack of respect for the other individual.
When have I been late recently? Have you not noticed that I've really picked up my tune? Picked up my pace, picked up the whatever. I'll say what I like. But have you noticed that?
Oh, you're a lot better. Honest. Yeah, you're a lot better.
No, be honest.
I am.
So fuck. Be honest.
Jesus, you
can't. Be honest, tell the truth.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Very good.
Be honest.
Clap for me. Thank you.
So we make up for each other's pitfalls with our own heels.
You could. We've got the shared notes for a reason.
The shows.
You should have gone last night. This is how it should have worked. You should have sat down in your man cave. You got your little box of shapes. Your fingers are all dirty in there. You should have opened up your phone. You should have gone, right, Lou and I have got our shared notes. What's she put in there for tomorrow's episode? Bang. Characters. Right. I'm going to write down 4 Kazzes for Lou. And what did you do instead? Get a PPW.
Pre-podcast wank. Yeah, rip the ears off that fucking thing. Now, I could have done that. Look, in my defence, I have zero defence, Your Honour. I plead guilty.
Good. Good. Guilty as charged.
Guilty as charged.
Guilty as charged with the, what's that phrase?
Hindsight's 20/20, Lulu. So I should have done characters for you today.
No,
but guess
okay.
What? Guess what? Guess what we're good at off the cuff?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well,
that was you and I in the car this morning. What were we singing?
Wasn't that
we're
right?
The country with the chicken fry.
Chicken fry.
And we tried to get in time.
Cold beer on a Friday night. Pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
Very good.
Don't you fucking yell at me.
I was giving you a compliment. For God's sakes. Someone woke up on the grumpy side of the bed. And
not
that someone is you.
I actually woke up pretty good today.
I'm very happy.
Tell your face. You're like this. I'm very happy. You were staring straight through me. Well, it was like you were trying to convince yourself.
No, I
like,
am.
You know when you're not about to cry, you're like, I'm not even sad.
Yeah, you go, it's all good. No, it's all good.
I'm sweating.
No, I am very happy. A little pep in my step. About life.
I think I know why you're very happy. Now, where are you flying off to today?
Perhaps. Perhaps I'm flying to Melbourne.
Willie just did this. Just by himself for his own entertainment over there.
We won't reiterate what that was, but if you see the audio, you'll see the video. I'm going to Melbourne.
Aren't you?
Yes.
Now, are you very excited about it?
I'm very excited. Ooh, do you know what TD? So we're going to the footy.
Oh.
What? No, don't do this again. Stay controlled. Look into my eyes.
International Bedwetters Day was on Wednesday.
Well, that makes sense for us to forget something.
No, it's International Unchill Day.
Which you spelt wrong on the calendar.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Well, we'll celebrate happy International it today. International Unchul Day.
You're very clever, aren't you?
For Wednesday.
Yeah, back a few days.
Even though it's not
Wednesday. Very fishing.
Even though it's not Wednesday yet. Because we've got a pre-record because of that.
Of Anzac Day.
Because of Anzac
Day. No, this is live.
Yeah, live. This is a live show.
Yeah. It's Friday morning.
It is Friday.
We woke up very early for this.
If Jack Frost was out and all.
Yeah. What was I saying?
I have no idea.
Oh, guess where I'm going in Melbourne? This is a place called Tom's Confectionery. Mm. And it's a... I'm not...
Confectionery. It's confectionery?
No, sorry. Patrolling is not on today.
Yep.
The waves are very flat.
Yep.
There's no need for patrolling. Don't look at my tits.
Okay,
so okay. The waves are no need for patrolling today. Okay. Bondi Rescue's off.
Yeah.
You're off the hook.
Done.
We're going to Tom's Confectionery, which is this place in Melbourne, and it's like the largest lolly store you've ever seen. Like 8-year-old Lou would not be allowed in there without Jill and Franco because she would buy the entire store. You can get, you know, like a holster. You know, like those lolly machines where you get a claw and you go like that? I can be the claw.
Yes. No way.
Yes, so I'm going to get in a big ball, a big pool of balls.
Yeah.
And feet around for lollies.
Yeah, you are.
Put my hands around for lollies. Mm,
yeah, cool.
As a giant claw. Can you imagine me coming
Wait,
down?
Wait, so they hook you up?
Yes.
Presumably with a harness?
Yes.
And you get to scoop?
Yes.
Dude, scoop I'll with your legs it. And your arms and scoop them up like this and hold everything.
Like a koala. Like
yes.
a Kevin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll film a video of it.
Please do.
Yeah.
That's got to go on
and
the
then we're going
stations.
To then we're going to Time Zone. We're going to have the funnest time.
Love that.
We're going to have so much fun.
Fuck you.
We're going to laugh.
You've got to love a Time Zone, aren't you?
If you go to Time Zone and you come out in a sad mood, you're not living.
Something's wrong with you.
You're not time in that zone.
It's very good. I respect that, Louisa. It's hard to not have a time in that zone.
Yes. Hey, what's the time? Oh, bam, I'm in the zone.
It's good. It's good. There's only so much I guess you can do with time and zone.
Well, go on. Give it another go.
Mate, he was zoned in. What? At what time? Oh, when he was at Time Zone. So.
Whoa, is this a time warp? Nah, it's just Time Zone.
Wait, were you in Tweed's Head or the Gold Coast? Because they're in different time zones.
Oh, that's very good.
Thanks, Kids Eat.
Well done.
Thanks, mate.
Hey, now, serious Q. Talk to us about the fight. It's tomorrow. Your boxing fight versus Groper. Now, run us through how you're feeling, because Daddy put his neck out.
Don't.
So you've been...
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, well, whatever. It is what it is.
You'll be fine. The adrenaline will kick through.
Yeah, correct.
You don't
Look,
say
I did
that.
Fuck
wanna...
my neck. It is what it is. I've had to quit trying. Oh, I don't even know if I want to talk about... Look, no excuses. It just is what it is. Put my neck out. It's been fucked. Haven't been able to train.
It would be the same as if you're a singer and you'd lost your voice. You still got to put... The show goes on.
It's the show goes on. It is zero excuses. It will have zero effect on the fight. It just happened, which was fucking annoying. So, I don't know. You might have picked it up on the fucking... Because I noticed that a few episodes, like I talked to you and I go... Like on the YouTubes, I'm like, oh, fuck, I wonder if they'll pick up my neck's fucked. But...
Oh, is this because they won't let you play?
No, they'll let me go. Oh. It's just it sounds a bit excusey. If I were to lose the fight, right, it's like, oh, I fucked my neck.
No, you're not like that.
No.
Well, no, I'm kidding, nah. You're not.
But
you're a sore you're a good loser. You're a loser in general.
Been a loser most of my life.
Yeah.
What's one more on the record,
exactly.
Kid? No, I'm fucking actually pumped. I've been training pretty hard.
You have. You've been very good.
Look, to be fair, I really want to beat him because, I mean, his nickname's Groper. Can't be much good stuff affiliated with the name Groper, can there? I mean, unless he doesn't look like the fish, so you can assume he's just a handsy cunt. So I'm looking to put a few on his chin, lay him down. He's a big unit.
He won't be able to put any on your chin.
That's exactly where my strength is, Louisa. The lack of chin.
He can't uppercut you.
Correct. He'll just miss. It'll just literally go like this.
Straight up. It'll just go like a cartoon.
Correct. Correct. So
and then the audience will go.
They'll go. <"Hooga." laughs> So fighting him tomorrow. Pretty fucking pumped, to be honest with you. I got I've been training hard. Moala Boxing Academy, I've been training with Moala. Haven't been there for a bit due to the because of my fucking neck. I've also had Jeff Athletic.
Yeah, everyone's training with Jeff.
Jeff's a sick cunt.
Oi, Jeff, and my help mate your Hugo. Girl LDD out.
My mate Hugo Baxter, who is a tremendous boxer. Cute. I've been training with them, sparring with those boys, getting ready, getting fit, getting war ready, like just getting used to getting punched in the head. Because when you...
It's
when
a wild phenomenon, isn't it? Just getting punched right in the nose.
Well, let me tell you, when I first started training and someone would like hit you in the head, you're almost like immediately angry because it's not natural. You know what I mean? I haven't been punched in the head for so fucking long. So, and you're like, oh, that is so uncomfortable. So you actually have to get used. You need to get used to cunts punching you in the
head. But are they, when they're punching you, usually like hitting you from the side and whatever, or are they going bam straight onto your nose?
It depends on what they can get on you. It's whatever they can tag you with.
It's just, it's bizarre.
It's awesome. I actually have.
It hurt. I remember when I said I wanted to do a fight?
Nah. I wouldn't if I were you. But I'm pretty pumped. He's a big dopey cunt. And
yeah, you tell him.
I just don't think he'll be slick enough.
You tell him,
kid. I don't think he will be. I think he'll come out trying to take my head off. I think he'll tire, and I think I'll pick him apart.
I think you've got fitness and speed.
I've got fitness. I've also got natural athleticism.
Well,
that is something.
I've never seen you play any type of physical sport.
Have you not? I have. Tremendous at them all.
Sounds like someone's really good at sport.
Real. Lou, this is one thing that I'm gonna chuck a Lou here. I'm gonna say I'm really good at sport.
Okay, sounds really arrogant, but whatever.
Doesn't it, Louisa? Doesn't it?
Doesn't that sound really arrogant? Sounds different when I do.
Doesn't that sound tremendously arrogant? One of the great points we've been trying to make for 2 years, kiddo. But yeah, look, I'm really pumped. Excited to see all the boys as well. Like Tommy and Cam from fucking Alpha Blokes.
Yeah.
I'm excited to have a few beers with them afterwards. Chopper, fuck my mate Chopper's flying over from fucking Perth. Like there's a lot of good cunts coming. A few of the Super Soak and Senoritas are going to be there. My brother's coming up. Steph will be there. Jeff and Hugo are coming up. They're in my corner.
Yeah, are they squirting water on you?
Yep.
That's
their job.
Terrible.
That's their job. I'm just water like, come bottles. And squirt water on me, boys. Don't give me any tips or anything. I just need you to squirt water on me. But it should be a good night. It's a big night. Shout out to Cass and the Alpha Boys and fucking Buster Kirby from the Two Flogs podcast. They've you know how fucking fucked I am with my phone and everything like that.
Mm.
They've been wrangling me like.
Hurting you like.
You like cats. And I apologize for how fucked I am, but. Thank you guys for staying on me. They've done a great job. They've started an events company. It's a huge event. I mean, it's a 5,000-seater. It's sold out in 12 hours. They've done a fucking tremendous job. Shout out to them all.
Very exciting.
Groper, I'll see you tomorrow, kid. Flat on the canvas, kid.
Yeah.
Pop, 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 pop.
Check mic 1, 2.
See you never. So I'm pretty excited.
Well,
be fun if you were there.
I know. That was weird how you never told any of us about the tickets.
Did you not want?
No, Jack.
I put it on my story. What else do you want? What, dude, think about how I operate in
real life.
I know,
but I just wish you'd gone, hey, LDD.
Lou, I thought you'd still be able to get tickets now. I never saw this thing selling out in 12 hours.
Suppose when you think about it, 5,000 is actually not that many.
Cunt, are you fucking serious? Think about walking out in front of 5,000 people.
No, I mean in terms of selling ticks.
Six. Yeah, but you think for like a first-time event.
I'm nervous about 5,000 people watching. I'll be watching on my phone.
You can live stream it as well. So we might put the link on the story.
We will put the link.
We'll put a link on our Web and Well story so you can live stream the fights as well. I'm the penultimate fight. So it's me and then fucking the main card.
Who's the main card?
I'm not sure. I think it might be Knuckles and Bryzy. Oh, I've got to call Knuckles back. I think it might be Knuckles and Bryzy fighting Marty and Michael.
Double fighting?
Yeah, dieting.
Is that a thing?
This is a pretty rogue card.
I've never heard of double fighting.
I've never heard of dieting. I think there's an event midway through where they've got seven blokes in blindfolds just swinging.
Is that legal?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
We'll find out next podcast. Yeah. But look, I'm fucking excited about it. I feel good. I feel fresh. I feel slick. I'm ready to fucking rock and roll, actually. Really ready to rock and roll.
Good.
I'm ready to... I just kind of want to get in there and just fucking put hands on this cunt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Release some anger.
Yeah. PPWs aren't enough.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Get in the ring.
You know?
In this box.
And he's a big boy. He's got a lot of space to hit. Pop, come back. Pop, come back. See you never, yeah. Groper. Night,
pop, night. Come back.
Sorry?
Pop, come back.
Pop. But yeah, I'm pretty pumped.
Well, I'm very, I won't say I'm proud of you yet.
Why?
Well, I'll see how you go.
Louisa.
So my friend Tor the other day was going on a live TV cross. And because, you know, she does the foodie TikToks. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, okay. You're just blinking a lot. Something wrong? Right. It's fucking weird. And anyway, she was like, she was a bit nervous. So she was like, can you help me out with practicing? So I was like, yeah, come over to my house. So she brought all the ingredients that she
needed. What show was she going on?
The morning show.
With Larry Emder and Kylie.
Larry Emder and Kylie.
I believe Kylie's a good old Tamworth girl, just quietly.
Larry's funny. I've worked with him before.
Larry Louisa is an icon in Australian television.
Yeah.
He was on The Price is Right growing up and shit.
He came on a...
Larry's an OG.
Another show that I once...
Well, where would you have come across? Where the hell would you have come across Larry Emder? In what setting? I can't think of a single setting.
Well, it was on Fitzian Whipper. Breakfast Radio.
What? How the fuck would you have worked?
I was a breakfast producer, Jack. Oh, my God.
Okay. Yes, the yarn.
So Tor came over and so she was like, oh, can you just kind of like pretend to be them and how it would be? I got so into this character. It was like very icky and cringe. Like I was like, right, everyone, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Larry Emder. Now we've got Tor Mannell, righty right. And she's got the whole thing on video.
Well.
It's like I was fully, like I was Larry.
Right, give us a bit of Larry.
I just.
No, let me close my eyes.
Okay.
Give me a bit of Larry.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the morning show. It's coming up to Easter, so we're going to get involved with some Easter goodies. We've got Tor Mannell here from TikTok.
It's just
now, is that where all the cool kids are hanging out these days?
It's just Louisa Dalton. Did you study Larry?
No, I just was interacting the way that a TV host would, Jack,
I've
been in media.
I really wish Tor's last name was Mahamstring.
Right.
I'm here with Tor Mannell and
but yeah, the video is like, yeah, we did it like four times as well.
Oh, you got to show the bedwetters.
No, I can't.
Listen here, fuckhead. Now you listen the fuck up for a second, and I'm being fair dinkum, and I'm being fucking fair dinkum here. You and Millie are fucking dogs. Because you won't show the Fanning video. Now you're fucking spinning some Larry Emder bullshit. You're not going to show us the Larry Emder shit? You know what? Hey, bedwetters, I did something really fucked up and cringe as well. Never showing you.
No, you're right.
Let's nut up here for a second, kid. Right. If you're not going to give the fans Fanning, if the kids aren't getting Fanning, which they will, by the way, because I'm fighting fucking tooth and nail to get Fanning.
Give them Lazar.
Give them.
Lazar, Larry Emder.
Larry, sorry. I think they need Lazar. At least one iteration of it.
If you want Larry Emder, DM us. Comment on our post.
Comment.
Saying Lazar. Larry Emder.
Say Lazar. Because this is fucking bullshit if you're going to fucking spin yarns like that and then not give the kids what they deserve.
No, you're right.
Kids need to eat.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
No, Jack.
Kids are hungry.
Jack, you're right.
Look, they're like little birds. They're like little birds. They want their mum to feed them. And your mum... And you're like, your mummy, by the way.
Thank you.
You're dangling Fanning like this, like a big worm, a big Fanning worm, a firm. You're dangling just a Fanning worm like this.
You're dangling and Fanny?
God, I hate the word Fanny. They got the worm. And these hungry little kids, the little birds, they're going, give us the fuck we want. We need sustenance of some kind. And you go, fuck that. Mama swallows the worm. Mama dangles another worm, little Larry worm. You got the Mick worm, the Larry worm. Now you've got the Larry worm you're dangling. And if you suck that one back in and don't regurgitate that into the mouths of the bedwetters or the senoritas, I personally will leave the show.
Right. Right. If the bedwetters don't get Larry.
It might be for 5 minutes, but I will leave.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that.
I beg your pardon? Yeah. So can we get a mummy senorita promise that the kids will be fed Larry at some point? And you need to promise you will release it.
I, Louisa Claire Dalton, will release.
How fucked is it?
I like think I'm on TV. I think I'm Larry. I'm more.
Do you
want to
do this to yourself, bud? Have you thought this through?
Well, I feel like now that you've created the bird analogy, I must. If I can't give them Mick, I've got to give them Les.
You've been using the word analogy a lot lately.
You like it?
Yep.
It's good, isn't it?
Mama's been dust. She's dusted off the dictionary. She went straight to A.
I've just been going through Aristotle.
It's good stuff.
I'll make my way to B soon.
So when that would be great. Now, when do you reckon? Give us a timeline, kid.
Within a week.
Oh, love
if
that.
If I get enough comments saying they want Lezza, I'll release it.
I like it. Within a week, you've heard it here first. You've heard it here first. Lezza within a week.
Yep.
Yeah, look, it's probably going to turn a lot of us into sultanas.
Yeah.
It's going to be cringy as fuck, bro. Because I can see how you'd get really into it. Is Tori in the video too?
Yeah.
Okay, a bit of eye candy.
She'll probably make me cut her out though.
Not a chance, Tori. Not a chance.
Sorry, Vicky.
Can't chuck a sickie with this one, Vicky. You can't get...
Well,
if you want to get out of that one, Vicky, you've got to find another editing. You got to edit out. You're yourself out, Vicky.
Jake, you are the Tony Robbins of this podcast. I've said that twice today. Judge and I were in Sonoma, and I was saying to him that I wanted to buy myself something nice in Europe. And Jarch goes, don't fucking waste your money, mate. It'll make you happy for three minutes and then you'll go, fuck it, you're on to the next thing. And I go, you're right. I'm going to keep that money in my savings. And I go, you are the Tony Robbins of Sonoma.
Who is Tony Robbins?
He's phenomenal.
That big tall fucker.
Yeah, the one with the deep voice.
Can we get Tony Robbins up, please?
Oh, and then I want to play something else for you.
What?
My new favourite thing I found on Instagram.
What is it?
Can't tell you.
Is it?
Until I play it.
Okay.
Audio.
I want to hear Tony Robbins. Let's do our best. Let's get Tony Robbins up.
We'll do our best impersonation.
Yeah, I like it.
Is it impressions or impersonations? What's the diff?
I don't know.
Because there's no diff.
I don't know what the difference between an impression and an impersonation is. Maybe an impression is maybe the voice.
But also
an
impression, you can get jewellery where like you put your like fingerprint impression.
Correct, but that's just the English language. There are multiple meanings for many of the same words.
Well, what's the two languages for, there's two reasons for orange.
Jesus Christ.
A fruit
buddy.
And the
what
word.
What the fuck was that?
A fruit in the word. Fruit in the word.
I think, where did I hear this the other day? I believe that the colour orange didn't exist before like 1850 or something.
I thought you were going to say before the orange. It's going to go jingle jangle bajongles.
I can't remember what it was. It's not good enough.
Well, fact check, Jack. You're on a podcast, for God's sakes.
Well, that's why we got Wikipedia.
You can't just be dilly-dallying around with facts.
We're on Tony Robbins here.
Okay, Wi-Fi's down. Give us Tony Robbins on your phone, please, Jack.
So, we tried to do this on the fucking computer, but she was buggering.
Cut all that.
So, let's play Tony. Then you go straight after.
Okay.
You go straight after. Give us your best.
There are lots of ways to meet your needs. And we forget that sometimes. We get in our head, there's one way. And if we don't get that, if we don't get that money, or if we don't get that job, or if we don't have this relationship a certain way. So what you have to do is set a goal. You got to say, okay, there's not.
Okay, so what you got to do is set a goal. And then you got to go, you know, if you don't find freedom here, then you're going to find freedom over there. But then you're always chasing the next thing. It wasn't deep enough, was it? It's very deep.
It is.
There are lots of ways to meet your needs. And we forget that sometimes. We get in our head.
There are lots of ways to meet your needs. And we forget that sometimes. I think basically Tony Robbins, he talks like that. It's quite deep and it's like it feels like he's not doing the right thing at the right time. People, if you want to come up here and make some money, you can get up here, make money. But you can't do it by yourself.
Not bad, but not
way
your,
better than yours.
Yes, but not your best impression.
Well, we're doing it off the cuff, sugar.
No, well, we don't usually prep. Okay. Have you seen my characters every week? Oh, phenomenal. And do I have any prep
it
time?
It is a great point.
No.
Who did I real? Homer. More. Oh, no. Remember I did. No, I can't do it
again. Yeah, okay. That was a whale.
That was fucked.
Now, Jack Edward Archdale,
yeah.
You've got a little prank for us, don't you?
Well, didn't you need to show me something on Instagram?
Well, it's just a funny little thing. You won't like it.
Why not?
Okay, so there's this little puffin bird, and he's so cute, and he just says things like this.
Oh, man. Na 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 na, and you a banana, and you. I want a banana, na 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 na, and you.
What the fuck?
A banana, and you.
And he just says the cutest things.
It's a fucking cartoon.
Look.
I just wanna be loved.
Fuck
la,
off.
La 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 loved.
Are you fit?
La 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 la.
You're
loved.
So cute.
I just
Look,
wanna.
That is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Well, 1.2 million other people don't agree with you because he's got 1.2 million followers.
Do you know how many fuckwits there are in the world? Clearly, 1.2 million. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. That
he's
is the
so cute.
It's a fucking cartoon.
I always see them to TDD.
Oh. That makes me fucking sick. Does he send them back?
Nah, he just goes, fuck, you've got a weird, like, reels list.
Good.
I sent him one the other day and it was like, which fish is your girlfriend? And it was like, and he was like, what the fuck, Lou? Well, now we've played the puffin. Come on, tell us about your prank.
The puffin is, it's fucked me off, to be honest.
Oh.
That's one of the dumbest fucking things.
Shake it off.
I hate
Shake
that.
It off.
I hate that so much for some reason.
I want
what
a
is
banana,
it?
A puffin.
What are you, three? That's for fucking children.
It's cute.
No, it's not. That is for literal toddlers.
Disagree.
Dude, are you telling me that isn't for toddlers?
It's cute.
You're a 30-year-old woman.
It says, I want a banana, na, yeah. Na, 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 and you.
Correct.
I want a banana and you, not you. But
Jesus Christ, Louisa. I mean, fucking hell. I know we did a bath skit, but let's just calm it the fuck down. I hate that so much. Fuck me, I hate that.
Well.
I truly do. That's fucked me off. I hate it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I think we spoke about it last party.
We didn't. We spoke about it in the Patreon.
Shit.
And I prefaced this 800 times as a gag before this podcast that you should preface on this podcast. The whole idea.
Okay.
Isn't that funny, Willie?
That's exactly what happened.
Literally, as a gag, yeah. We kept going for 5 minutes.
Yeah, we did.
And you still fucked it
I've
up.
I've still fucked it up. that's what I guess you guys have come to expect, yeah. Listening to this fucking yarns. So, look, I just thought it'd be funny because, you know, I bought my Tiggers, the old Tig one. A few years ago. Now, the bloke that sold it to me, good fella, but very salesy. And he said to me, once the deal was sort of getting across the line, he said to me, mate, he goes, now, mate, great. So, congratulations, really good stuff, blah, 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 blah. Now, mate, you can call me anything. You can call me about anything. And he goes, mate, not even related to the car. You can just call me about anything. And I go, what the fuck? Like... That's the most bizarre thing to say to someone when you're selling them a car. Like, just, mate, call me up, what anything you want. Yeah. So I thought it'd be funny to pull him up on that 3 years later
this
and
is
actually
gonna be
call him.
So fucked.
And just call him and just give him like a.
What if he doesn't even remember you?
He won't, Louisa. He would have sold a million fucking cars since then. But I'll be like, mate, remember me? Oh, you sold me the Tiguan. And he'll have to go, oh, yeah. And then I'll go, oh, mate. And I'm going to say something like, You did say I could call you about
anything. Yeah, you've got to say anything. That. Otherwise he'll go, what the fuck?
And I need like a problem, like me and the missus had a blow.
So just looking for some outside advice, an outside perspective.
Yeah. I like that.
Say that she asked you to do something.
Anal?
Jack. Say she asked you to do something and you've... Also, you told the Patreon listeners that you were going to prep this gag, so...
Yeah.
So you don't have your idea, really, do you?
Well, to be fair, I was. And then this morning you said, let's do the prank today. And I was like, okay. So now I'm going to do it.
Right. So that was your preparation?
Well, no, I didn't prep for it because I didn't think we'd be doing it this week.
I said, let's do it next podcast.
Dude, it was like 10 hours ago.
No, okay. She's asked you to... like go away on a weekend when you hit a boys' golf trip.
Love it.
Perfect.
I need to hook up to the roadcaster.
This is going to be the most fucked thing we've done because he's going to have no idea who you are.
It's going to be crook.
Oh, this is going to make
but
this
I don't,
gonna be worse.
But I don't want to leave. I don't want to go, haha, this is a prank. It's a joke. I want to leave the conversation with him thinking that was a real conversation.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
That's going to make it even worse. You don't let him linger for too long. Get out after like 3 or 4 minutes.
Let's just see how we go.
We're just on the phone for an hour.
He just ends up giving tremendous advice.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you feeling? I'm nervous for you. This is going to be so fucked.
I get so nervous for these things, but that's just fucking life and that's what happens. So I'm going to call him, be like, mate, blah, blah, blah. And what am I saying?
Say the missus wants you to go to a dinner party with her, but you've had golf planned. For 3 weeks.
Yeah, I just need some like outside advice.
Oh, yuck.
Hi, you've reached.
Fuck. You know when you get yourself hyped up for something, then it doesn't go?
I know. Okay, we'll play some red light, green line.
Okay.
Hope that we get him.
All right.
Red light, green light.
Now, what was that style?
Bridgerton.
Is that a good what is that show?
So it's a TV show on Netflix. It's like set in the olden days.
Ah, true.
Fancy dresses and high tea.
Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful.
Starring Jeeves.
Oh yes, Jeeves would love to live there.
Now, does mummy want to start, by the way, just for clarification with everyone, your mummy, by the way. Do you want to start with
I would.
You like doing that?
Okay. Red light, green light.
Kick her off.
Age limits on food.
Hold on. Run me through that.
Well, like, you know how you go to a restaurant and you can't order off the kids' menu?
You can't.
Some restaurants you can't.
That's a load of fucking shit.
That's what I mean. Let me, what if I just want the tiny chicken nuggets meal and the tiny burger meal?
Why would they let you not, why would they not let you do that?
Some places don't allow, they're like, that's for kids. Well, what, because I'm not under 12, I'm not allowed a tiny meal.
Hey, kid, guess what? Kid. Guess what? 2024, you know what you say? Well, I identify as a child. It's as simple as
true.
That. Who the fuck are you to tell me?
Because you know what I do a lot on Uber Eats? I will order like a small cheeseburger meal.
That is...
And then I'll order like a small like wedges meal or something because I want both, but I don't want the king size meal. King size.
The king size, yeah. The king size meal.
I don't want the king size meals higher. I don't want the double whammy adult size meal.
Yeah, fair.
So I get the two kids. But you can't do that at Resi.
At a Resi, yeah. Yes. Who the fuck are you to tell me what I'm eating?
Yeah, what if I want a kid's milkshake? What if I want a strawberry or chocolate kid's milkshake? Go fuck yourself. Give it to me.
Dude, I've had lunch. We're there at a bit of an obscure hour. It's 3 o'clock. I'm not that hungry, but I want to also give you money. I want to provide you with my custom, my tender.
I want the kid's spag bowl. I want the kid's chips and nugs.
Yeah.
And I want it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's riot.
What was the initial thing? I'm green. What was your thing?
Age limits on food. Red.
Red. Sorry, I'm red.
Yeah.
That's a load of hot cock.
Your face is red from anger.
I'm fuming.
Yeah.
I also think it's psoriasis as well. I've got a bit of psoriasis.
It is. I can see it around your nose.
Yeah.
The beard covers the rest.
That's what I think. I think I've got a bit of psoriasis.
You do. You
something.
Sri on this podcast.
Red. Psoriasis. It sounds like a terrorist who's been knighted. And here is Sir Isis.
Can I say...
I'm happy with it.
Can I say for a car salesman, he's not very good at his job.
I agree.
Usually they're quick on that callback.
Yeah. Usually they're quick on that. It's 9:30, brother.
Come on. Chop, chop, champion. Chop, it's late.
Chubby chumming.
Go on. Give me a red light, green light.
Red light, green light. Morning kisses.
Pashes?
Yeah. Waking up. You've woken up. You begin to pash.
Only with your
red.
Only with your partner.
Even red. Bro, it's just not
what
for
me. What if you're in the mood?
I know. It's not.
And you want a morning pash?
It's not for me.
What if you want an MP?
It's not for me.
What, so you get up and go, nah, not today.
I'd be like, oh, just give me a sec, doll. And I'd go
but
and
then
like,
you might ruin
do a
the
wee
mood.
And brush my teeth.
I get it. Like, I'd prefer to brush my teeth. But sometimes you just got to get
know,
down to biz.
It's never that
it's business good. Time.
I know. Look.
You know, we've got a meeting.
Easy. Jesus.
Or you might just want a pash.
Oh, my God. It's just, this is not what I wanted from this podcast,
I'm so
this
sorry.
Experience.
No, Jack, I apologize.
Nah,
I apologize profusely.
But like, you know.
I've gone to pee in the dictionary now.
Yeah, correct. I've gone to pee. I just, morning, I've never, like if I wake up and Steph wants morning pashes, I'm sort of like, oh, Dalk, like this is a bit fucked.
So you're a nighttime rooter.
Yep. Yep. Yep, I'm a good old-fashioned
nighttime
rooter.
Yeah.
I'm not a mooter, a morning rooter so much. I have mooted.
Yep.
I've morning rooted. Good. Just let me tell you something for nothing.
You have mooted.
I've done some morning rooting. But I'm a nooter.
Right.
I'm a night rooter.
I'm also a nooter. I prefer the nighttime.
You're a night rooter?
Yeah, but yeah. I won't go astray from an MP.
I moot.
Morning pash.
Does TDD get MB, morning breath?
No.
Don't lie. Don't lie because you're a new couple. It's okay if he does. It's fuck, he's a human. Do you get morning breath?
Oh,
I know for a fucking fact I do.
Do you know what it is though? After drinking, like you just get like a beer, whiskey kind of blokey breath.
Yeah.
You know, sorry TDD.
We've talked about this before. I do believe that I'm abnormally susceptible to stinking a whiskey the next day.
I'm well aware the time you drove Gianni and stunk the entire car out for 2 hours.
It's fucking crook, man. I don't know what the
you
fuck.
You took 10,000 fishermen's friends.
Yeah, and then had to wrestle fucking Volkanovski.
No, I wrestled him.
Yeah, you did. And you loved it.
You just watched.
Can I just say
did
something?
Did he put you in a headlock or me in a headlock?
You in a headlock, I believe.
It's incredible. Why Dude. Have we not, like, it's actually amazing that happened.
And he is I fucking love that. He's
yeah.
such a good bloke, that fella.
We should put that on our CVs.
Yeah.
That we've been putting a headlock by Volk.
By the goat? I love that guy.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Remember when he was on the piss and he saw you and he's like, where the fuck's George?
Yeah,
and then we have
right.
fucking drinking rum with him and then I just look over and next thing he's up fucking DJing in a booth.
That's right. At the AFL Grand Final.
That was unbelievable scenes. Fuck me swinging.
It's good stuff. My turn.
Oh, you got your golden gooses on today.
what
is like $60. Fuck you.
What sheep did you have to shear to get that? Red light, green light. Eating condensed milk from the can.
Buddy, what? What are you, out bush or something? Are you on cadets? Are you pioneering? Why the fuck would you eat condensed milk?
Like if you're baking and you have a couple spoonfuls out of the can.
Nah. I don't know if I've ever done that.
George, it's the nicest thing in the world. What they put in that is crack.
I used to get condensed
Pure
milk in a
crack.
Toothpaste tube, and we'd eat that when we were out hot, like out bush.
Wait, they got condensed milk in a tube?
Mm.
Could you find me one of those? I'd like to eat it.
Yes. I'm not sure about it, though. I wouldn't have. I'd argue I've never done that, but I'm going to say red.
It's so good. If I'm baking, I'm dipping my spoon in and licking.
What like is condensed milk?
Just
Willipedia?
Caramel and sugar.
Is it caramel?
Mate, when me and a mate used to go to the movies as kids, we'd go and get a tube of condensed milk and just sit there and...
I need
really?
To get this tube. You probably need it too, test tube.
Yeah, I'll test that tube.
You know what's really offensive from you? You still never bought me in some lollygobble bliss bombs.
I ate them.
Yeah, but you could go to the supermarket and get me another pack.
I understand that, Lou, but then when I was doing Trinket Tuesday... And you said, these better not be fucking lollygobble bliss bombs. Sort of turned me off the idea, kid.
Yeah, but you could just bring them in for a fun munch.
Women are just so endlessly confusing. It is just beyond me. I just don't know what to do. Do you want the fucking things or not?
I do want them. Bring them next time, please.
Okay.
Ooh, there's the tube.
Yes.
I'm going to go to Coles after this and buy some condensed milk and just sit on the couch and hone that tube. Oh,
it's water's been removed from it.
You know, you can get a caramel condensed milk and fuck me up, it is delicious.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What are you baking?
Kaiser slice.
Really? You make caramel slices?
I love a Kaiser
with a
slice.
Chocolate coating on the top?
Yeah.
Are you fair dinkum?
Yeah.
You can make that?
I can make a Kaiser slice.
That impresses me, dude.
Although...
A good one or...?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Well, so you've probably had better. I won't say I'm that good. But you know, I can't figure out...
We're talking caramel slice.
Just, Jack...
Can't help myself.
Could you bring this podcast up a level?
Nah. Fuck it. We know who we are.
If that bloke doesn't call you back... I'll be very angry.
Guarantee I'll be in the car home and I'll have to answer a fucking call from
Beat that, Willie. Can we try him one more time?
Let's keep doing red light, green light, and then try we'll try him.
Come on. Come on, Judge. The kids want to eat. You're dangling the little worm in front of them, Judgey. The kids want to eat.
All right, let's try him one more time.
Because he might go, oh, this number's called me again. I'm silent.
Yes. Gosh, you're fucking silent. Can I be part of it?
Hey. Oh.
Kid's a coward.
Come on, mate. We got a good gag for you.
Thought I could call you about anything, mate. Oh, that's what you told me. You told me specifically I could call you about anything.
Piss weak work ethic. Oh, it's okay. You can call me.
Thanks. You're up.
I just went.
Yeah, you did. okay.
We are two idiots.
Red light, green light. Putting water in the dishwashing brush.
No, you put detergent. Steph does it, doesn't she?
Not once has Steph filled up the dishwashing. She doesn't fill it back up with detergent. She'll just, if there's a little bit of detergent left in the bottom of it, she'll then fill it with water and close it up, shake it up, like that's enough. And I'm like, dude, just put the fucking, no.
Nah, I kind of see her reason.
No, it's like.
Because there's still a bit of detergent in there.
But that's pure laziness.
I'm going green with Steph.
Fuck.
Yeah, I think that's good stuff from her.
It's so.
You got to use the last of the detergent,
no,
Judge.
But it's just watered down detergent.
Yeah, it's still cleaning.
Not really.
Still scrubbing away that grease from your sausages on your pan.
Not as much as when you put.
Keep doing that action.
When you put. keep it in, kid. I don't care anymore. It's not when you
Life's
put the.
Done. I've had enough. I'm on the way out.
Oh, fuck it. Who cares?
Ah, fuck this fucking podcast. And fuck you and fuck you. You just went
get drunk. We get drunk and it just.
Well, I'm fucking done with this. It's fucking stupid and I don't want to fucking do it.
Fuck yous all. We'll,
fuck you.
We'll over there fucking.
Fuck the bedwetters. Bad enough.
Press your buttons, you cunt.
Pour me another rum.
So
sorry.
A lucky TDD. It's just so
Jack,
lazy.
He is lucky, actually.
Well, so it just to me, I'm just like, fuck, this is annoying. So I pour the water out, put the detergent back in, plug it up. Next time I go back there, there's fucking water in it. It's almost like she's.
Do you say something? Or
I
too
did.
Much of a little pussy.
No. This is the thing. I don't care much about that shit. I'm sort of like, whatever, it is what it is. But Steph is on my ass so much about little bullshit.
Sorry, just got a chill. It was really cold.
It's okay. Do you want
that jacket? Yep.
Nope. She's on my ass so much about shit. She's like, why is that left there? Why that towel's not hung up properly? Well, is that where you're leaving it? Well, what about this? And I'm just like, fuck it. So I go, oi, have you been fucking putting water in the thing? She's like, no. And I go, well, I know that I don't do it, bud. And there's fucking two of us that live here. So are you doing that or not? She's like, yep. And I'm like, stop doing that then. I'm getting petty.
I love the cheeky lying. So good.
Chying.
I'm agreeing with Steph. Green.
Cowards.
Red light, green light. Googling movie plots while you're watching them.
Oh.
Green as green. I'll literally watch something and I go, fuck, where have I seen that actor from? Hang on, because I know him from there. And then I go, hang on, I got to go what this is about. Straight to IMDb.
Oh, no, no, I'll do that. I'm green for that. But what I've found myself doing lately, which is I'm not happy about, is if I'm watching something and it's so tense, like the fucking film is really tense or whatever, sometimes I'll just look to see what happens so it alleviates my stress while watching.
That's terrible.
It's fucking crook. I've done it like twice in the last few months.
Yeah, right. And was that Madagascar too?
Yeah. I just wanted to know what King Julian was up to.
And what was he doing?
Well, apparently he was drugging the animals.
Right.
And enslaving them.
Right. In his kingdom.
Mm-hmm. He had a zebra slave trade.
Right.
So not good. Very, very dark
not
stuff.
Madagascar
that movie's
3,
it's a dark
there?
Movie.
Not Madagascar 3.
No, that's a happier film.
Right.
Number 2 really pivots from what the child
phenomenon. I reckon we've almost nailed that we could convince people that it's true. Do you know what I mean?
What?
Like what we just did then. The way you were saying, and me going, right.
Right.
I think we should convince people
who
didn't know the podcast that this was true.
Yeah, I think you give us way too much credit.
Well, I'm just not a pessimist, Jack.
You are a pest.
I like to see things with the glass half full. I like to think of myself as quite happy all the time. Don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
I agree with you.
I like to think I'm quite happy all the time.
I think I'm a glass half full kind of guy.
I've got my sore puku most of the time.
Well, enough.
Stomach.
Stomach.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Just with a new boyfriend, honeymoon stage, that sort of stuff.
Oh, Jack, that's actually disgraceful.
Well, you were talking about being a night rooter not too long ago. So
That is sensual. That is allowed, but that was disgraceful.
Puku is just confusing
it's
to Australians.
It's my fucking tummy. I've said it. How long have we been on this podcast?
7 minutes.
How many times do I need to reiterate to you?
I know, Dal, but
no, Jack. It's just,
it's like,
listen to me.
Look, I don't know what I was trying to say.
Yeah, just shut up.
But it just sounds like fucking.
It's like plenty of other words, you know?
That's what I mean. It's
yeah,
one of
but
them.
We'll just get used to it.
We don't need our headphones on. But fuck it.
But we're about to go on the hotline because one more time. You know the funniest thing?
I can't. I'm not calling it 3 times.
You know the funniest thing about this podcast is any other podcast would go, right, the gag didn't happen. We'll cut it and we'll do it next time. We're just going to leave that whole thing in and
wait till
next podcast to call him again.
That is correct.
And we're just going to keep doing it until he answers.
If this motherfucker calls me off pod, I'll be fuming.
Don't answer.
I won't.
We'll call him back next week.
I agree.
After the fight.
Maybe he's not a car salesman anymore.
Nah, I said his name and then from Righty Ra when we cut a bit of his answer phone.
Did it?
Yes.
Oh, I did. Okay. Didn't even hear that. I've got one more red light, don't I?
Okay.
Red light, green light. Giving yourself a nickname.
Green. Oh, well, actually.
Red.
No, all my nicknames have been given to me. Like, I suppose Lulu just comes from my name. Oh, no, I call myself the big dog LDD.
Correct.
Green. Josh is about to sneeze, or he smells gas. Cover your mouth, you sick little rat.
I should have. You're right. I'm so sorry. I usually do that. I usually dab when I sneeze.
That's disgraceful.
Like it's 2013.
Yeah, do the Gangnam Style.
Hop, up, gut. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, it's a big red.
But the big dog LDD.
I know, it screams narcissism.
Okay. I think the big dog LDD is fine.
Yeah, I know you do.
Well, you would have called yourself Jarchi.
No. No, 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 buddy. Not a chance. Not a fucking chance would I have called myself Jarchi. You're insane for even thinking that. My friends coined that nickname, not unlike Test Tube. That's what, not unlike Jackney. They've all been given to me. The big dog, the fact that, this is actually wild. Let's break this down. The fact you've given yourself the nickname the big dog LDD is concerning. I know you don't care.
Narcissism. It's
a fucking
name.
Yeah.
It's a nickname.
Yeah, the big dog LDD. I'm the big dog LDD. Daggers.
I don't even need to say anything. I can just look at you. Keep going.
I'm the big dog LDD. Yeah, guys, guess who's at the party? It's a big dog LDD.
Wow. wing. If I I rock into the row home. What's up? It's a big dog, LDD.
And there's just those three old alcoholics that are always there just going, who the fucking fuck's this the big dog fucking LDD? Chicken, this fucking chick again. Then you're on the bar. Big dog LDD. LDD.
Everybody chant with me. The big dog LDD. Oh, I did do that last week.
Yeah, you do it every single week. Yeah. They've asked me to ask you to stop.
You had to pull me down off the bar the other week.
I did.
Lou, enough. It just... The whole place has been chanting the big dog LDD for an hour.
Yeah, you're the queen of Rose Bay.
Get down.
It's fucking tough.
Fuck off, Judge. I kick you in the nose with these golden gooses, blood all over them. I make you rub it off with your own hand.
Oh, my days. Sorry. You're a violent creature.
I'm the least violent person in the world.
You are so.
Can you imagine me going up to someone and going, wait, what the what? No, actually, I could see myself going, what the fuck did you say? Yeah, that was good.
You ever done that? Have you ever had to staunch someone, Lou?
No, but I feel it in my bones. It's coming soon.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why do you feel like that?
Sometimes I feel road rage a lot.
Well, yeah.
Lately.
Yep.
It's you've
been
rubbed,
hanging with me.
You've rubbed, no, and TDD. We'll be fucking driving.
I can see TDD having road rage.
You have, he's worse than you. Literally, we'll be driving and he'll go, what the fuck's that, you fucking wanker?
Tell you what, it'd
like
suck.
Like screaming.
Tell you what, it'd suck. Being another human.
Or just in general?
Yeah. Being a human in traffic and you cut off TDD and you're like, fuck this cunt. And then you get out of the car and then he gets out. You're like, for fuck's sake, fucking Popeye getting out. You're like, Jesus, do I back down here or do I just own getting knocked out?
Literally.
Do I just have to get knocked out in front of my missus here for pride's sake or what the fuck do I do here? I'd be like, yeah, mate. Good,
love your car.
Love a good car, man. I just wanted to tell you that's a sick car, mate.
Yeah, fuck. Cool. What is that?
Oh no, this. Fuck you, car. Is how we say hello back where I'm from, mate. Yeah,
love you.
Yeah, love you, man.
Thanks so much.
Good to catch up, bro. Anyway,
pound it. Yeah, bro.
Forearms for days. Kid's got six arms. Well, hey, kid's got.
What about these? Two tickets to the Big Dog LDD show.
Are they free? They were pro bono tickets.
Yeah. I had to give them away.
Yeah, I know, buddy. Understand that.
We've still got our headphones on, so we're going to jump on the hotline, Willie.
Let's do a couple of hotlines. Yes, ready for hotlines. Thank you, Willipedia.
Hey, Josh and Lou. I just saw your story about leaving a good yarn. I don't know if this is a good yarn, but I was sleeping over at a boy's house and, you know, we got a little bit down and dirty and then after we were finished, I went and sat on the couch in front of his mum and readjusted and then queefed. Now, my reaction was to go, excuse me. But since then, I think I've sort of just gone into my shell a little bit.
That laugh.
Holy shit.
Wait, so she's walked out to queef. To queef.
Oh, I think she's gone out to readjust herself.
To readjust herself, and she's queefed, and the mum was on the fucking couch.
With her. How do you come back from that? You'd play it off as a little fart.
Oh, I don't know.
Play it off as a fart.
You'd have to.
Yeah, you couldn't go, oh, sorry, I just queefed. You'd have to go, oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yuck. Fuck. That's tough stuff. Props to you, doll.
Yeah, I feel for you. Ugh.
Oh, queefing. What is a queef? Just an air pocket, isn't it? There's a pocket of air.
Yeah. it's an air pocket.
Have you seen that fucking bird on bloody social media and a whole thing? Like, I don't know how she walks around as an adult human. Her whole shtick, she'll wear like a Spider-Man outfit and she can queef on demand. So all her videos are just her queefing. She's like, oop, and she'll go, and like, bro, that's what she puts out onto social media. Imagine going to work.
The internet is weird.
It's fucked, man.
It's very weird.
Oh, the poor thing. Hey, props to you, Will.
Fucking Will just added me on fucking Instagram.
Oh, hot Will.
So I just, you know, casually followed all of Jochi's fucking family after the wedding because I was like, I want to see what these big fellas do because I have friends, mutual friends, that are from the Walker Gyra fucking area.
Okay.
So I fucking started to request Hot Will, didn't I? And then Hot Will followed me back. What the fuck? He's following me on Instagram. I am... terrified.
Will,
what the fuck?
Will, I posted a story.
Doesn't he
listen, Will's very new to Instagram.
But he's never had it before. Does he have a
missus? Yeah.
But I'd be cutting this.
Nah, fuck that. He's allowed to follow people back, man. He literally sent a video of it into our group chat. He sent a video of it. He's like, I tagged him in a thing, and he's like, sent a video recording. He pressed play, and it was just like, request. So he would just follow people back.
Right.
And then fuck them.
Right. Good luck to the, yeah, right, right.
That was a fun joke for everyone listening.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
Holy fuck, I can't believe I actually found this shit. My name's Brock. I'm listening from America. Oh. I dare say I'm the most faithful American listener of the We Mean Well podcast. I've listened to every episode at least once. And now you've got me fucking saying your damn Australian fucking slang terms all the time. Nice. Like I'm talking to my fiance and I go, oh, you know what really fucks me off? And I just fucking, I got to laugh to myself. I love listening to you guys. Keep pissing.
Keep pissing, mate. Fuck yeah, Yank love listeners.
Love that accent.
Yeah.
He sounded fun as well.
He did. You know what really fucks me off? Yeah, you don't even think that they don't say that. Like what fucks me off?
And the C word.
They're so literal, so fucks me off would just make no sense to them.
Correct. Although the C word, you know, I love all the Yanks that listen. But when you guys say cunt, there's a lot of punch to it. Cunt. You're like, oh, it doesn't.
Sounds angry.
It does sound angrier in an American
sounds
accent.
Sounds mean.
Doesn't it, sweetheart?
It does.
Now, go to sleep. Wake up, you idiot. We're doing fucking hotline.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
I was tired. I didn't sleep last night.
I know. Why didn't mommy sleep?
Fuck, that voicemail message is so loud at 6 a.m. But I've just been sitting here thinking for the past couple of days. Judge, can we talk about your dad's Instagram handle? Farmerboy69. Is he a fucking sex pest? Or does he not realise what 69 is?
Yeah, he knows.
Farmerboy69. I can't get it out of my head. It's fucking giving me head noises.
Please know that that was my create. So dad goes.
So good from you.
Dad goes, he goes, keep in mind, this is a bloke that when VHS went to DVD, it wigged him out so much that he refused to learn them. I said, Dad, this is the exact same thing. Plays the same, fast forwards the same. Everything's the same. It's just a disc now. No, too bloody much. I mean, it's getting fucking ridiculous. I'm not doing it. So he refused to learn how to use DVDs. So he comes up to me and he goes, Jacko. I said, yeah, mate. He goes, bloody, would you give me one of them fucking Instagrams or bloody your mother's on the bloody thing and fucking Instagram? I said, yeah, no sweat. So I made one for him, called it Farmerboy69 and just followed so Boss Birds. Good. You know, Boss Birds. And mum goes, oh, you know, your father's lying in bed on bloody, she's on the phone to me, and he's just looking, and all these blooming women are popping up. And he goes, thanks for that, Jacko. He's just looking at Boss Birds.
Oh, my God. That is incredible, Judge.
So shout out to Farmerboy69. Go and follow Farmerboy69.
Shout out to Boss Birds. How about I love your dad and mum so much. Yesterday we were on the phone to your dad. I'm like, hi. And he's like, you off to Melbourne again? Like, he knows everything.
He knows.
You said some very crude remarks.
I don't believe I did.
And he giggled. And I giggled.
Oh, and we all laughed. God, did it was inappropriate.
Don't laugh ever again so on this sorry. Podcast or I will come over there and hurt you very much.
Right.
Right. Right. One more, Wilbur, my sweet little prince of Newtown.
Hi, you come. Just wanted to say I love the potty calling from South Africa. You guys really just need to find some way that us international listeners can access the potty, like the hotline, because I've got so many good yarns for you guys. But
you access
it's too expensive. Oh. You know, not all of us can have the lifestyle that Lou does. All right, see ya, comes. Bye.
Love you, cunt.
How much would it cost to call?
I don't know, darling.
Oh, I'm probably, sorry that cost you.
Probably half of one golden goose. Probably half of one GG. They're not grand, goldie goose. But they're about 2 grand a pup.
They're not.
Probably $1,000 a pup to call, kid. South African economy, not doing too well, kid. That cost her an arm and a leg.
Kid.
Yep. She's no longer in her gated community anymore, kid. She's out in the sticks. Had to sell her house. She had to sell that fucker.
To make sell that the goal. Golden gooses.
Kid.
Thank you for the call from all the way from South Africa. I think it's our first South African call.
I believe it is. I know we do have listeners in South Africa. Can I just say the South African accent on a female?
Yeah, I like that accent.
I like it.
I like it a lot. No.
If it comes, right, I talk like that. Right. Gehandit, yeah?
You're very good, aren't you?
I go down, I shoot a rhino. If I don't shoot rhinos, I'm shooting an elephant, eh? But I won't shoot an elephant with anything but an elephant gun, eh? I will shoot you, so I could shoot you with an elephant gun, nah? Oh, if you are 8 years old, I'd use an elephant gun to shoot you. Nah, nah. Not just now.
Poor 8 year old Lou.
Oh, 8 year old.
Oh, Jack.
Wouldn't stand a chance with a South African hunter. Get a trophy hunter.
Oh, thanks for all the calls, bedwetters. We love you.
And we do love you.
Stick around for Patreon. You know the drill. Come get around it. $2 50 a week.
You want to get super soaked?
Come join the Super Soaking Senoritas.
Oh, yeah. Mwah. Love you guys. Hooroo. Keep pissing. Bedwetters for fucking life,
yes,
mind you.
Keep pissing.
And fuck, we'll see you when we're looking at you.
Mwah. Ciao, ciao.
Hey, good night to the bedwetters and night night, Groper.
Yeah, sleep tight, Gropes. No kiss for you.
Get them Z's in, bitch.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.